What's up? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Sade.
Hey, y'all. I know. We haven't recorded in a minute. I'm excited. Okay. What is our question of the day?
Child. Okay. So the question of the day is, when it comes to dating, what are your pet peeves?
You want to do two?
Because I'm the pet peeve. We just
go, bitches me. Okay.
We can do two. We can do two.
Okay. We'll do one.
Okay.
So one of my pet peeves when it comes to dating is someone who doesn't pay attention to details or the small things. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, it's always the small things that's either going to get you the pussy or
it's gonna piss me off.
Hello. So it's one of the two. So it's always like just the small things. Like we could have a conversation. I'd be like, oh yeah, because I like da 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 da, or my favorite color is da 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 da. And the next time I see you, like, hey, I remember that you said da 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 da. I'm like, you were listening.
Exactly.
That's cute. So that's one of my, like, just not pay attention to detail, because it's like, nigga, do you listen?
No.
Was I just talking? I'm just here. So, what's yours?
I like the detail. I like that. That's a good one, honestly. One pet peeve is, I don't know if it's a pet peeve, but just wasting my time.
No, that's a pet peeve.
I think, like,
because you already know from the beginning what you're trying to do.
Exactly. So. And I don't know what it is with guys when it comes to the, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Because I didn't already, as a Virgo, I can't speak for no other sign.
We see it. We see
the shit coming, number one. And also, I done probably gave myself the worst expectation possible, so you can't go under.
I just need you to confirm what I already know.
Thank you.
Okay, it could go this way. It could go this way. Confirm which way we go.
I would say just not wasting my time, or like, if you know you don't want me, if you honestly know you don't want me, don't sit up here and cap like you want me. Or
if you're just trying to fuck, just say
thank you. I would rather you say, okay, I really just want to fuck. Like, we grown. And that's what we're not kids.
I might be just trying to fuck you.
Thank you. How you know I'm just not trying to get no dick?
Like, yeah,
girl. But I don't like that. And then you have the niggas that will, okay, I don't want you, but I don't want nobody else to have you. That shit gets irritating.
As fuck.
But it's irritating. Like, we not kids no more. The shit used to be cute when I was in high school and college. Like, bitch, if you don't want me, please leave me the fuck alone.
What I said a couple of times, move. Ain't no beef.
Just move to the side.
My husband might be trying to get me.
Exactly.
I don't want him to think that we got something going on.
And we really don't. Go ahead.
Just two steps.
Just move. Man, walk your ass up out here. That's what you can do. Fuck the two-step. Walk your ass. Get your shit.
Just move.
Gather yourself.
My husband can come get me. That's
it.
That's all. To piggyback off of yours, I think my second one would be being in the gray area. Because for me, I'm black and white, left, right, zero, 10, hot, cold, black, white. The thing is, I don't want, I would rather, for like you said, as a Virgo, I already know it's going to go one of two ways. I'm a very realistic person.
Exactly.
And people can't grasp that. But for me, I'm just like, what are we doing? Because by the time we get to it, I've already processed my emotions for this. I just need to know what we're doing so I know how to move with you. Because I do something you don't like, you're going to have to explain to me why you don't like that, because I thought we was on this page.
Exactly.
But we're really on this page. And it's because you want to be in a gray area.
It's the gray area for me. Like, okay, it's the gray area. And then, I don't already like how you say you process your emotions. So if I'm in this gray area for a while, I'm just slowly winding my time up in
the
this
gray
area.
The gray area for
like,
me is detachment.
Yeah, let me go ahead and start detaching. Let me go ahead and go through these little motions, honey. Like,
because niggas already know if they want to be with you.
Thank you. They already know. And my thing is, this may sound so bad.
I don't think it's gonna sound bad, but I don't know what the people gonna think.
My thing is, and this may be a fucked up mentality that I have. If you don't want me right now, or if you want me and it's more so like, I still want to be outside, but I want you.
But D, what do I always say? We can rock.
I said it, I was like, we can rock.
Just let me know how we
rock.
Thank
you. Like, if you honestly come to me and say, Delisi, you know, I want this. I want to be here.
Just
but I got
not
it.
Right now.
Thank you. Okay, cool. So we have an understanding. So talking
so
about.
So when I'm out here doing what I'm
thank
doing,
you.
Ain't no need. But the thing is, and I've always said this, like, about my relationship, somebody I'm talking to, like, I'm the type of person, I don't give a fuck what other people think as long as I know what we got going on. I could care less. It's just, the problem is with dudes is they feel like, well, they don't like consequences. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They don't understand, like, see, Lee was saying, well, every action has a reaction. That's what he was saying. But they don't like when their actions cause our reaction.
Exactly.
So then I'm like, ooh, no, I'm not going to tell her this because I already know this bitch ain't playing with me. Like, or she's about to go to war.
Or they don't like accountability. I feel if you telling me, okay, I just can't do this right now, okay, cool.
But the thing is, you cannot get mad. You can't do this right now. If a nigga come that can do it right now, I feel like doing it right now.
I'm doing it. Like, I don't think you understand.
Like, look.
Girl.
Well, monkey don't stop no show, baby. So it's like, look. I fuck with you, but hey, obviously you ain't fucking with me how I thought you was fucking
with me. Exactly. So, cool. I understand it. No hard feelings. No.
The thing is, though, and this is what niggas don't like, it don't be no hard feelings on the female side.
It don't.
It be the dudes that have all the animosity towards you, but they push your pee. They be mad. Like, they be real deal mad. So it's just like, but what did you expect?
Exactly.
Like, or was I supposed to just wait?
I was supposed to twiddle my thumbs. That's what I was
supposed to do. I was supposed to be inside while you was in the streets.
And I was supposed to keep my coochie to myself. This is your pussy, your throat, honey. I'm supposed to.
Why you do what you want to do?
No, bitch, I look like your mama. I look stupid to you.
Hey, mama stupid?
Yeah. Shit. You and your mama, bitch. Like, don't get me started. Child, because I definitely go there.
Not the mama.
Yeah.
Stupid. Okay, what's our first topic? Because we can talk about that shit all fucking day. Because they off their rockers. They off their rockers. Like, that's really what it boiled down to.
So our first topic for this episode is, why do men feel entitled to the pussy after they've paid for something or after a date? Now, I done had niggas that didn't want, not so much as one, I know they wanted to fuck. Or whatever,
but it impressed it.
Yeah, they didn't press it. It was like, it is what it is. Like, yeah, if we fuck. Yeah, but that's going to make
some men out there that's like, bitch, I paid for this dinner. So you already know what time it is. Like,
the guy that I said he had a normal job. Like, y'all,
if be the ones that I'm not even coach. The scammers, the drug dealers, like,
they ain't pressed. They ain't pressed. It's the ones that's clocking in 9 to 5, the one that made $638 on their damn paycheck and it gotta last for the next 2 weeks.
That's probably why they feel that way though, D, because they like, I don't spend. But then again, you shouldn't be dating if you can't afford it.
Or my thing is, like, if I know I'm going out 10 times out of 9, my bank account is set. So just in case, I already got how much I'm
gonna spend. Because you're not gonna tell me what I can and cannot have.
And I have the habit now, like, before I go out, like, if I know I'm going out with a nigga or my friends, whatever, like, I look at my bank account, okay, Delisa, you can spend 75, don't go over 100, don't go over 1. Like, whatever my personal budget is for myself or whatever. And my thing is, I don't need you to pay. But if you're asking me out on a date,
why would I spend my money when I can spend
And then you think you're finna get some pussy for an apple? For an $8 apple? You think you're finna get some pussy for a $70 dinner? You think my pussy worth $70? That's what it's giving?
But it's giving entitlement. It's giving.
It's giving. Your dick ain't even that good for you to be entitled.
If you want to do this, you should have just went and spent your $40 on the whole. Like, that's what you should have went and did. But I don't know why they feel very entitled, but it is the, I don't want to call them regular because I don't know what else to call them, but
a regular ass nigga. And this is no shade to the people with the guys that have 9 to 5s, because you got certain niggas with 9 to 5s.
But every guy that I have heard about doing that, they work a 9 to 5.
I go for a specific type of nigga. Like,
I mean, I do. I definitely can see that. I just don't understand, like,
Like, so
you really thought because you took me to dinner that I'm just entitled to fuck you.
All right, so I bought her some salmon and some potatoes and each dried out ass broccoli. So I know when we get home, like, I know this pussy mine, bitch. I can really understand.
Like,
I'm not gonna say what I want to say, but what I am gonna say,
I feel like I'm not gonna hold you. I could have a better understanding of you expecting pussy if you like took me on a trip.
Thank you.
If you like, hey, if you really pack your bags, we going da-da-da-da. You deserve some pussy, my nigga. Like,
or my thing is, cool. Like, you done, I've had guys that still did this and did not, like, yeah. I guess, was not entitled
to. But you know, most of them, when you don't feel pressure to doing something that's usually.
It make me want to get a pussy up. Like,
maybe just go ahead and roll this ass off.
Like,
let me just check something.
Exactly. Like,
you good?
Exactly. So, you don't know this?
Like, what going on? You. Causes like an uncomfortable feeling because then it's like, I don't want you to do shit for me.
Exactly.
Like, don't do nothing for me.
I will take care of my own ticket, honey. Please.
Is it
don't.
Together? Separate.
Like, separate.
I'm like, hell no.
And I done did that too. Like, if I'm going out with a nigga and I just know he's on that type of time and we're going, like, we're out in the city doing whatever we do. Is it together, separate? It's separate. It's separate.
Yeah.
Oh, I can pay for it myself. I'm pretty sure you could, but I got it.
Like, I got it. And people don't understand, though, like, when you ask someone on a date, like, even with me, like, if DJ Bay and I go somewhere, and I be like, hey, do you want to go to da-da-da-da-da? And my mind, I'm paying because
exactly, I invited you.
Yeah, like, I invited you. People don't understand that concept, and that blows my mind alone, because it's just like...
My thing is, why would... Because it ain't like I'm finna offer, and then I ain't got no money in my... That's stupid.
Like, that's
what I know... what's your bank looking like? I don't know what your money looking like right
like,
now.
That's
shit.
Crazy to me. So I'm just like,
Speaking of dates...
Okay.
I just want to add this info because of the next question.
Let me hear it.
So I had spoke to, like, this guy was having a conversation, and he was basically saying that, you know, you got girls that really don't spend. Like, they kept, like, they'll spend on a date or whatever, and then you take them out, and they got their
hands. They brokies.
Yeah, or their hands is up on the table, or when the bill comes, it's
they look
so
the other way.
And, and I just, for me, being that I do, one, I like having my own money. I like being able to, I'm very independent.
Sure.
I like doing shit
for
myself.
I like
for
people, well, not even people. I mean, it could be people. I mean, I date girls too, but in general, I just feel like, I like for you to know that I can do this on my
own. Thank you.
But it is just a bonus that you can do it as well.
Yeah.
Either way it go, the bill gonna
get paid
regardless.
Whether
I pay
or you pay.
Yeah.
But it's just, I know if I invite a nigga out or if I'm asking a guy to go somewhere with me, I'm making sure that I have the funds. And I don't want you to feel like, okay, well, I have to penny pinch. No, you go and enjoy like what you would normally do if you were going taking yourself out.
And I don't like when people do that either, though. Like, when they... Like, oh, I'm going out with this person, so I'm gonna get this and this. Bitch, you would not have ordered that
if it was just your ticket.
Hello.
If you was just out by yourself.
Hello. So it's like, do what you normally would do, because now you're a user. And now you are brokey. Well, you already broke anyway.
And that shit is not cute. Like, that's a turn off. Like, that's gonna
Because even when I go on dates sometimes, like, they'll be like, prepared to pay like the whole bill. But I'll be like, no, I got the drinks.
Yeah.
Or I got this or I got that. Because it's just like, I'm gonna meet you somewhere on the table, because it's just like,
I can do this
maybe
too.
I just feel like being nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I just feel like being nice. So it's just like, that's weird. So I don't know, but these dudes do be feeling real entitled to the pussy. They're just like, y'all doing little to nothing though for
Thank
it.
You.
So
Thank
it's like,
you. It's like, y'all do nothing. It's not even little to nothing. Y'all do nothing. And you expect that you deserve.
You took
like,
me to do something I was already going to do.
And
eat.
Thank you.
I was going to eat regardless. So,
hell.
And I eat good on my own. So,
it's what?
Hell. You already know me. I spend whatever on some food.
Girl.
So.
I don't miss
I'm
no
like,
meals.
I was going to eat regardless, but appreciate it. Like, this ain't... Yeah, no. They do for real entitled.
Exactly.
It's giving me rapey vibes. Creep vibes.
It's giving creep.
Because some dudes, like, when they take you on a date and all those things, and you, like, not trying to have sex with them, they get mad. Like, pissed the fuck off. Like, mad. Because I told you.
Yo.
That situation surprised me. I'm surprised he was still fucking with your ass. Yeah.
I'm surprised. Yeah, if you don't know, I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it because he may listen.
All I'm going to say is D got the juice.
I don't. Y'all, I don't.
D got the juice.
The one nigga I want to act right, he ain't acting right. It
be like that sometimes. This is why you got a roster.
Exactly.
And tell one of the niggas say you my girlfriend.
Yeah, but this, okay, I will say this.
Fuck that. Oh, I understand it's getting old, so one or two things gonna have to take place. And I already told your ass, either y'all gonna have that conversation and figure out what y'all
doing. Why do I have to initiate the conversation? Why this motherfucker can we talk about this on the next episode? Because I'm getting hot.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the next episode. It's getting a little spicy. So, okay, let's talk about the next episode.
Next question is, why do men continue to hit on pregnant women or women who obviously aren't interested? I'm gonna let you go first since you're the one with the bellies.
You know, 9 months in. honestly, I had heard about dudes having fetishes for pregnant women, and it was just kind of like, yeah, like you know how like you hear stuff, but you're like, whatever, like that shit ain't real, like that's few and beyond. No, bitch, it's very real out here in these streets. Like they don't give a fuck,
like at all,
like at all.
Like 9 months. Big belly.
They waddling. They don't give a fuck. Like,
I'm sticking more out than your butt.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got booty do right now. And you still not. I'm just like, that's weird to me. Like, it's very weird. I don't know. I've had dudes approach me. And from behind, it's like, okay, I get it. Because you can't really tell I'm pregnant from behind. But once I turn around and you see my belly,
just
I don't understand.
Side. I ain't got to make a hole.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why you're still persistent. Like, it's very, very weird. I had a dude, but I guess this is kind of different, but I mean, it's still weird to me because I done had a dude that I was talking to when DJ Bay and I were on the break. Other dude, I had stopped talking to him or whatever, of course, because DJ Bay and I had decided, you know, we're going to work it out, blase, blase. Maybe like 2 months later, find I was pregnant. Cool, whatever. This man, like, kind of popped back up in a sense. And he was hot. Like, pissed the fuck off that I was pregnant. Like, you and that nigga. Like, pissed the fuck. You left me to go be back with that. Like, pissed the fuck off that I was pregnant. So I was like, okay, cool. I get it. Like, you want to be with me. You really like me. I decided to go back home. I understand. Like, I can see your frustrations. And maybe like a couple months later, he was like, yeah, well, you know, he played it like he was just checking on me, which
he
I already know.
He was still in the picture.
Which I already know, like, where I was going. He's playing it just to see, like, oh, I'm just checking on you, blase, blase. He was like, oh, well, how are you? And beep, 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 doo. And I was like, oh, we good, da, da, da. So he was like, well, yeah, I was just checking on you. I've already come to terms that, you know, with my age, because he's older than us, he's in his 30s. He was like, I've already come to terms, like, you know, with me being single, blah, 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 that I'm going to be a stepdad to someone's kid. And I just was like, oh, okay. Like,
wait. So what was he trying to insinuate? What was he trying to get
bitch,
at?
He wasn't trying to say nothing. He came out and said, like, he was like, I would not mind X, Y, and Z. And I just was like, I don't even want to put you in danger like that. I don't even want to play with your life like that or my life like
bitch,
that.
Bitch,
like,
fuck your life at this point. I don't want to play with my life like that. Okay? I don't play with you. I ain't going to need cap you
so
down.
So I'm like, it's men out there who like dead ass do not
give a fuck.
Give a fuck. And I'm just like, that's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, and I can't talk to you when I got whole individual in my belly. Like, this individual don't even belong to you. It belongs to another. Like, no, I can't do that.
That's
and I don't,
weird.
But you have girls.
But you have bitches out here
sexy
niggas.
You have a lot of bitches out here fucking on niggas that's not their baby. Like, baby in their stomach, 4-5
And that's what I was
pregnant,
telling you.
Like,
we always have a conversation. I was like, you know it's pregnant women out here who are, like, actively dating. But he made this face. He's like, what? I was like, yeah.
Yes.
Because they, the baby's father and her have had a conversation. Like, we're not together. We're not doing this. So it's like, I get that in a certain aspect because then you're like, okay, cool. Like, I have no choice but to kind of move on with my life and kind of figure it out. But in the same token, I'm just like, I will hope y'all not having sex with these people while you're pregnant.
Yeah, but they are. And I don't know. I'm big on, like, energy and spirit.
I was just so trying to. I was like, if you know, I don't even let people touch my belly like that. I just don't. Because no, motherfuckers are crazy and they're evil.
You're in me. And my baby is.
It's right there.
Bitch.
Like,
that's
no.
weird. Like, it's fucking weird. I'm just like, I don't.
And I'm already big on people just not touching me in general. Like, we cool. Just
stay over there.
Over there.
Yeah, stay over there. Somewhere. I don't understand the fetish, but it is people out here who have real good fetish with pregnant women. And then the second part was
for people that's just not fucking interested.
Yeah, that too.
And I will say, like, it's a difference if, you know, a nigga's just like, you know, persistent or whatever, and you actually
because that's kind of fun.
Him. Yeah, if you actually feeling him. Yeah. But for the motherfuckers, like, I have plenty of guys in my DMs, and it's this, bruh. It's a few niggas. Like, every time I post a picture, it's they're the first. I don't even have to look at my messages no more because I already know. Like,
that's how it is on my story. I know they're going to react to me.
Yes.
And then you can go in the messages and all you see is them reacting. You never see me replying back, but them been reacting. I'm just like, that's weird. Because me
and I know when you have to open up these messages, you have to feel, like, very foolish. Like, you got to feel embarrassed. Like, that's weird.
All these reactions and the bitch ain't replying yet.
That's psychotic.
That's a little stalkerish.
That's psychotic.
Like, it's, I'm fearing for my life. Like, it's weird. Like, I had one dude, I shit you 90. He would react to all of my stuff, and then he was trying to talk to my stepsister. And I was just like, I mean, if you want to talk to him, like, whatever, cool, whatever. But I'm just letting you know, like, this is what he's doing exactly. In my DMs. He told her, yeah, me and Cash, we like best friends. I said,
no,
I'm not even like sis.
Don't even play.
I don't know this man from a can of paint. I was like, I don't even know why he would say that to you. And you being my sister,
and I would ask him, why you lying?
Girl, I didn't even want to open that conversation because I didn't even want to open the door to communicate with him. I was just like, I'm just letting you know. I don't know that man. Like, that's fucking weird. I do not know that man. So I'm like, yeah, it's enough for me. My Facebook Messenger. Bitch, I don't get on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't either. That's for my family. I need to get somebody.
Hello. I just keep it with the family on there. Old high school
people. Yeah.
But in my Facebook Messenger, it's people in there. It's like, you're so beautiful. You look so good. And I don't get on there anyway, so I don't see it. But it's like,
by the time I see it, it's probably like
50. You don't get a response that. So I don't understand, why would you continue to do that?
Because they think.
And you have to see when you go in there to type it that I didn't respond to the other thing.
So what make you think I'm finna respond to this coming?
Like,
no, I feel it. I guess I done had definitely my share of niggas. Matter of fact, it used to be this guy that was actually my ex-best friend's best friend.
Okay, I had to follow that.
Yeah, my best friend, me and my ex best friend are no longer friends, but it's his actual best friend, child. And that would be a nigga that, like, he in my DMs, and it's like, I don't want, like, yeah, you're.
But that's kind of shiesty too, considering what we know about your
best friend. Exactly.
That's shiesty.
Exactly. It's getting weird, and it's giving, I'm not going to fuck with you just off the strength. Like, nigga, what?
It's giving, you want to get beat up.
Exactly. But, okay. But, yeah, he would definitely be one of those niggas. If you know I'm not interested, like, we're just friends, we're just please homies, like. Stop trying. And then my thing is, you'll try with me, and then you'll be in, like, one of my friends' DMs.
Like, we don't talk.
Thank you. Like,
we had a whole group message for this.
Thank you. I had to tell my friend, because I guess she, like, wanted to talk to him, or, you know, like, wanted to flirt, mess around, whatever. And I just had to tell her, like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Like, I'd be like, girl, you can fuck him.
I wouldn't even do that, because he already gave me head.
That's just sharing hoes at this point. Neither one of us want him, like, but I mean, cause dudes do it all the time.
Wait, oh, did he give me head? That might have been the wrong nigga.
Ooh, don't get it mixed up.
But I'm just saying, dudes do it all the time. Dudes share hoes all the time. Yeah. So why can't we
pass him?
Yeah, but I'm gonna want my hoe. I mean, I'm gonna want my bitch to get a good hoe. Like, don't get no nigga that dick one bow shit. Like,
oh, see, I didn't know his dick one bow shit.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, he didn't look like him.
I mean, but he might surprise you. Well, he might surprise her.
Yeah. Correction. I like how you fixed that. You know
what I mean? He might surprise her. My bad.
You.
I mean, hey, we don't know what the standards are. We don't know. So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if a woman, because the thing is, and it goes both ways, you're going to know if somebody's interested in you.
Exactly.
Like, women apply pressure too.
Exactly.
And men apply pressure too. So, you're going to know if somebody interested in you. You're going to know if somebody's stringing you along. You're going to know if you're a damn placeholder. You're just here for a good time, not a long time. Mm-hmm. And you're going to know. So, it's just like, read the room. Because if you're not interested in me and you keep applying pressure, that's no longer applying pressure. That's harassment. Like, leave me alone. I'm not interested. I don't want to just, like, leave me alone.
I feel that. You go find somebody that like you. Like,
it's really simple. It's so many people in this world.
You ain't like, gotta focus on me. Like me, it ain't me. I am not it, and I'm okay with not being.
Because when I don't want to be shit, I'm not shit. Girl. So please, it's only one person that I'm probably shit for, and that's DJ Bae.
Cause the rest of y'all, I done been an ain't shit bitch to a lot of niggas. Like,
because when you don't like somebody,
if you just don't feel like I'm not gonna be fucking with you in 3 months. Like, I just know not. It's just something to do because it ain't no shit to do right now.
Nothing to do with this. Hello. You can say what y'all want to say. I don't give a fuck. Don't care. Because when it's time to go home.
Time to go, man.
Time to go. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Okay, so the next question is dating outside your comfort zone. Not the typical guy or girl you'd go for.
Can we include race in that too?
Yeah, we can include race. Cool.
How do you feel about it?
You don't want me to go.
Okay, I'll go.
Yeah, you can go.
Dating outside my comfort zone. The crazy thing is, like, I don't really have a type, though, when it comes to, I guess, dating per se. First of all, well, I guess I do have a type. I would never date outside of my race because I just feel like I couldn't date nobody white. But it's not because they're white. Yeah, it's true. Because I don't like pink penis. I can't do it.
That's the only reason, Kat.
That's the only reason, I swear to God. Like, looking at it, it makes me cringe. Like, I couldn't picture putting that in my mouth. I can't do it. I think I have a phobia.
Yeah!
Girl, I cannot do it. Like, I just can't. I think that would be the only reason why I went there outside my race. Because I get me wrong, like, I see the white guys, how they treat black women. They treat most of them, for the most part, treat them like fucking queens.
Exactly.
Like, worship the ground you walk on. You want it, you got it, baby. Like,
exactly.
I see that. But another reason why I would never date outside my race is because I just feel like, as a black woman, no one else will understand a black man.
Exactly.
Like a black woman would. Like, it's just something about you understanding my struggles. Exactly. In a sense. Like, especially, like, with my job, I work with a whole bunch of white folks. So, talking to DJ Bae, he gets it when I'm telling him, like, I just feel like, you know, they don't listen to me because I'm saying this, but somebody white said it, then they don't get
listen,
it.
Yeah.
Whereas, if I was dating somebody white, they'll be like, well, are you sure it's because of X, Y, Z? Unless it's just a woke-ass white person, which comes a dime a dozen. Like,
that's truly woke, not fake woke. Not the ones
bitch,
that's
and
just,
that's the problem.
Yeah,
like, cause
I
be fake
a lot of motherfuckers that just be playing Instagram, playing for social media. But you do have those few that are
get
like,
it.
They,
like,
yeah,
they
and they don't
get
see
it.
Color. They don't see color at all.
Right,
like,
is right, wrong is wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. My cousin, she was dating a white guy. They had been dating for years. Like, almost on the verge of getting married. Like, they were getting ready to get married. And when the pandemic first started, all that shit was going on, Black Lives Matter and all that shit, they would have conversations. And he made some kind of comment, and she just was like, this ain't gonna work. Like, we can't. They broke up. She broke up with him. She's like, I can't do this. Like, I was like, that's why. Because you've been with this person for years, and you never know what their true outlook is until something like that happens or brings it to light. So I'm like, I would not date outside my race. Hell no. And I ain't got time to explain to you why the fuck I'm sleeping with a bonnet on or why I want silk pillowcases.
Yeah.
But I just don't have time for that. No. A black man that came from a black woman, he gets it.
Yeah.
He understands. But I mean, as far as that, I don't, besides race, I don't think I have a type dating inside of our race. I mean, I'm one of those people that if I like you, I like you, but I guess I can kind of be shallow sometimes. Because If you can't dress, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that only because you can shape a nigga. You can mold a nigga. So if, because you got most Atlanta niggas, I'm going to be quiet.
They can't dress.
Thank you. And this, I'm not saying dress as a white, you finna put on a white shirt, you finna put your chains on.
But no, I'm talking about putting shit on.
Like, yeah.
Put that shit
or
on.
Or you finna put on a sweatsuit and some ones. Or you finna put on a button down, put on some pants, and you finna put these ones on because you see everybody else doing it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about motherfuckers that can actually put some shit together.
Yeah,
you don't
have
a problem playing in colors. You don't have a problem playing in patterns.
Yeah.
You don't have a color and play, like, playing with textures.
Yeah,
like,
I feel that. I feel
it. It's different. So
it is very different. But I just feel like
I can teach a nigga that. Because you once you give like once I give you the basics.
But it's only so much you can teach a nigga.
Yeah, but my okay.
You gotta come at least with the foundation.
Yeah, the foundation. Yes, yeah. Most Atlanta niggas got it. They just like regular hood. They all look alike. Okay, like
for the most part.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But I can teach you how to put shit together. You know, if you ask me, babe, you think this shirt, I'm gonna say, you know, this shirt, and then put those pants with it. Like
yeah. I can
do the dressing.
But I feel like when I was out here in these streets dating. When I was here in these streets dating, the first thing I would look at somebody was their shoes and their teeth. And I would look at your shoes because it's not even the kind of shoes that you have on. It's just the upkeep of the shoes.
Yeah.
I just need to know, like, how you take care of shit.
Yeah.
Because if them things is toe up, it's just not giving.
Yeah, no.
Like, it's just not going to give what it's supposed to give. Hell no. But, I mean, I don't mind, you know, dibbling and dabbling. Because that's where the experience comes from. They put you onto new stuff.
And maybe that's my problem. I am shallow. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I like a certain type of guy. I don't like...
I mean, yeah, I do like a certain type of guy. But it's not like... I have to date this certain type of guy. I mean, we got a little range. But I know exactly what the fuck you're talking about, too. We got a little range, so it ain't nothing too crazy. But it's like, it ain't. Because I'm trying to think of like everybody that I done dated.
Yeah.
None of them look alike. Like, none of them.
Yeah,
that's why I said alike. I don't have a type because none of them look alike. Now that I think
none
about
of them
it.
Look alike. Every nigga I done dated is skinny. I've never dated a big nigga. Every nigga I've dated is either small. I can point out maybe three guys that I've dated that's over 6'2" or whatever. The rest of them is thin.
Because
I know what type of guy. Like, I don't like, number one, and it's no shade. Please do not take this the wrong way. I don't like big niggas. I don't like football built.
See, if I was
guys.
In the streets, that's me.
No, that's not
that's
me.
Because that's
how
DJ means.
Yeah, love. And it's no shade. Yeah. Like, what you like is what you like. I like small.
I already told you. I don't know how you do it because it feel like I'm cuddling with my sister.
Shut up.
like, I don't know how you do it.
I like that. I like small niggas. I like skinny niggas. I don't like big niggas.
I
just
like
don't
big
like
dudes. Like I like no. people who tower over me.
No,
I
don't
love
even. I
love it.
I'm fine. Like, and it sounds so bad, but as long as you're taller than me, I really don't give a damn how tall you are.
That nigga is about 5'5" and
yep. Yep. Yeah, we call stumpy.
Big
mama with her kids.
You're
come on. But I know, and you can't, okay, I'm big on skin or whatever.
Okay.
Like, I think I have pretty skin, and I like
for
my significant others to have pretty skin.
Okay.
And this may sound so shallow. I don't like when guys have pimples on their face, and you see that you got a pimple on your face,
uh-huh.
and you don't pop it. Like.
But, you know, sometimes you should
pop
your
like,
pimples.
It be like, no, it be white, it be at a head,
it
ready.
Be ready,
oh. it be like 6 months
sometimes
ready.
You can't.
Yeah, of course, like, you know, in some of but if it's, like, this big, and you see that it's ready, like...
Go ahead and get out of it, because it's
kind of... And it's right here on your cheek, or, like, it be right here on your cheek.
Yeah.
No.
Nasty.
I am big on skin.
So, do you like beards? Because I don't think you dated nobody with a beard.
Have I dated somebody with a beard? That's a good question.
I don't think you have.
I can do without it. And most girls like getting hair from niggas with beards. Now, I like guys. I have a thing, guys with hair. Like, I like for them
yeah,
to have
hair. Yeah, you do like niggas
with
hair.
Oh,
dreads specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that shit. Yeah. You do.
Okay. But you ain't got to have no beard. But if you got something, you know, I could, like, play in and, like, hello, you know.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Okay. I like beards. Like,
nah,
I
can do without it. I mean, it ain't no.
But I like well-kept
beards. Yeah.
Like,
I don't like the ones that. And, I don't like the ones that be, and I know your beard has to grow in. I get that. But if it's been patchy for know like 3 years. Let maybe it go, bro. It ain't for you.
It ain't for you. It's not gonna do it. You know, so just let it go.
Do something else.
I feel that. I mean, so what about like, do you like dark skin or light skin? Like, it don't matter.
It matters.
Because most of the dudes I've seen you, you like light skin.
Yeah. I like, you got to be
See, I like chocolate. No. Because light skin is...
First of all, don't do that. Don't do
I don't need nobody who in the mirror more than lighter. Me, bitch.
No.
Like, my complexion are lighter. Mm-hmm. And I will even go a shade half past my complexion, but I like brown skin. Like,
I like chocolate. I like chocolate because they not finna play with your ass.
What? Maybe because I ain't never dated no chocolate guy before. Like,
I don't tell you. I feel like when I think of light skinned niggas, and I might offend y'all, I think a pretty boy.
But that's like a pretty boy. I think that's just like what you see on Instagram. Because
no,
that's I've dated light skinned niggas that's just not. They ain't pretty.
Like
okay, like I can't say his name, but like my high school babe or whatever, okay. Like my high school crush.
Okay,
he's light skinned. He has pretty ass hair. He's always had pretty ass hair. He's a cutie pie, but he is far from a pretty boy. Yes, he's very well kept, but he's not a pretty boy. Yeah, outside.
Hey, babe. Not outside. That's just what comes to mind. But I don't like. But to go back to the question, I don't. Dating outside my norm, I mean, if I was still, you know, actively dating, I wouldn't mind it. But it's just so far that I'm going to take that. Because you go too far, you already know this ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. Like, this shit is not going to work at all.
I don't think I answered the race question. Me, personally, I wouldn't date outside my race. I love black men and black women. It's no shade to nobody else's race. Like, rep your set. So rep your set. I'm going to rep mine. Okay. Yeah. So, definitely.
Ain't no hate. Do what you do.
Only because, like you said, with the whole Black Lives Matter thing, you see, and this may be very, I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way, but when you do have the conversations with other races about, like, you know, just what's going on in the world, I don't mind you. I feel like if you gonna, right is right, wrong is wrong. Right. So if you gonna talk about my race and the killings that we doing, make sure you speak about your race and the killings that they doing. Because the drug habit that we have, the white people have it. The same.
If not worse.
Yeah, the bumness that, you know, you might see, like the homeless people, you see that with white people. Yeah. Like the craziness, the fighting, the killing, the shooting, all that stuff. Y'all are doing the same thing or whatever. It's just not broadcasted.
Yep.
So, but ours is on the forefront 24/7.
Exactly. Because they love to say like black on black killing, but it's like.
What about white on white killing? Asian on Asian killing? Like, it's a lot of people that,
And honestly, I mean, no shame, no tea. Y'all the ones that shooting up them damn schools and stuff. It was only one black kid that I seen that shot up a school. Other than that, it was.
And churches and shit. Like. Y'all, no.
And you went to a Baptist church. That's a another
Baptist.
A Baptist church. You know it was going to be some niggas in. Uh-huh. Like you knew
we was
in there for Bible study. Like, yep. You already knew.
With the tambourine.
So I'm like, I like
that. But I can't date outside my race. Like I said, it's no shade because I've seen some fine ass white.
I mean,
white.
They out there
fine.
For sure.
I done seen a white stud before. And I had to reconsider for a second.
But like, they were saying really like some of them have like a slave mentality type of deal, if that makes sense.
What you mean?
Like how can I explain it? Like they don't see you as a slave, I guess, but it's like you talking down on me, you doing this out there. It's like I'm not going for it. And then another thing that I had that just came to me in my mind, I like, especially in the bedroom, to be like dominated, things like that. I cannot see myself taking that from a white man.
I can't see
a white man telling me, shut the fuck up.
Or get on your knees. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I can't see a white man choking me.
Yeah.
I might see one pulling my hair. That's what I'm saying. And then I'm a blackout.
And then I'm sorry. And he's like, what the fuck?
Exactly. He's like, wait. Like, I don't have time. So I'm like, no.
I would say for me, it's I'm very family oriented. I have a big family, so yeah. I'm always around my family. Meaning, I would want the person, even if you don't have a big family like me,
yeah.
I like for the person I'm dating, you have to be family oriented to a yeah. certain extent. It does not have to be as dramatic as my ass is.
Yeah, but at least kick it with us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But even if, okay, just because you don't see color, I still have to deal with your grandparents, your great
and
great
them
your
motherfuckers.
Great
and don't nobody see color. They see your black ass.
And if you got, like I said, I done seen, like, you know, interacted with older white women, and you can tell that they know right from wrong. Yeah. But you have those that are 70 and 80 plus past that, you can't try to teach them.
It's
like,
not even the older white women, it's the older
men. And
it's already stuck.
Set. Like, it's, yeah, it's set right. in them. So,
they might slip up and call your ass a nigga. With E-R.
Yeah.
A hard E-R.
And you do
now
that.
You in there scrapping with grandpa.
No, we ain't finna scrap. We ain't finna scrap, honey. We
I'm
finna
like,
take
where's my
purse? You got a cutting board somewhere.
No, where's my purse?
I just need to take it. And when I tell you I'm finna hit this nigga so hard.
Y'all gonna call the folks.
You is purple when I get done with
y'all
what
gonna call
says.
The folks.
Who?
We matching now.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna call the folks. So
we both brown.
Like,
how you like
just,
that?
I don't, yeah, no, because some of them are really stuck in their ways. Like, stuck.
No, I definitely feel that. And you're right. It's definitely the white man. It's not so much as more as the women.
Yeah. I ain't got time for it. Hell no. Mm-mm.
I feel it. So our last question or topic
okay,
is...
Okay, well, we have.
If you can't do it for yourself, why does he have to?
Baby.
I'm going to say this because this was mine.
Let me say this. These Atlanta bitches
are different, okay?
Off their fucking rockers, like they wildin',
honey.
Like
y'all don't have a.
If this nigga wake up and decide not to do something, you SOL, baby.
Like you don't have a pot to piss in, like a window to throw it out
of. I would just.
You ain't got shit. You don't have nothing. Like, it's no way I could be fucking with a nigga. And I'm demanding certain shit that I know I can't do for myself. It's
yeah,
no way I'm finna tell you, oh, yeah, babe, I want this bag. Or I want these heels or these earrings. And I know they're pricey. And I don't have shit in my closet of that. Like, everything
why would
that
you
I'm finna
that?
Ask you, I can get myself. Hell,
hello.
I just wanna use my damn money. But if you ain't got it,
you
let
tell
me know.
No, you go see me walk around with
thank you.
Shoes.
I'm
gonna, like, damn, how you got your...
I
bought it.
Like, yeah, because you weren't going to do it.
You said no, but that don't mean it was a no. You just said no.
I said yes.
Yeah, like,
my sponsor said yeah.
My bank account said go.
So I'm like, they had a sale.
Like, I'm going to do it regardless, but I'm just trying to see if you're going to fuck with me on it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the girls are crazy.
Like
the girls are losing their fucking minds.
I don't understand. But and even if you, like, you talk to them, that's their ass, like, dead ass their
no,
mindset.
Like,
okay, my nigga has to do X, Y, and Z. Okay, well, sis, let's pause for the calls on your nigga. What are you doing? You don't have a table. Like, I was talking, when I went on my date, like, last week, we was in at the table talking, or whenever we went out, when
yeah.
I went out with him. And he was just like, women ain't even bringing personality. He was like, I'm not asking for
they just
to
trying
do.
To get straight to the bed.
You ain't even bringing personality. You can't laugh at a corny joke or two. Like... It for me to hear that, and it's, I know when I come to the table, I have my own table. I got my fork and my knife,
just,
my plate.
We just combine the table.
Thank
that's
you.
It.
You
like,
can pull yours next to mine.
Thank yours.
You.
No,
that's it.
Like, I'm not trying to, you
and
know,
then,
join it.
I've never been the type of girl to ask a nigga for something. Like, or
that's another, yeah.
I can't,
don't.
Like, even just like the little shit of a nigga giving me gifts, sending
yeah.
me little
it's
money
It's genuinely
for
because
lunch.
You wanted to. And
thank
I'm going to be surprised because I didn't ask for the
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, or it'd be little shit yeah. like, even with you paying for my stuff, like, I had ordered food, and I think one of the guys that I was talking to, like, I ended up, like, cash up me the money to pay for
yeah.
it. And I was like, you didn't have to do that. Like, just because
right.
I was talking about food on the phone, like, I
yeah,
was
I wasn't expecting
like,
for you
yeah.
to do it. Yeah.
And saying, like, you know, like, it's just food. Like,
relax. I get it.
Babe. I get
I
it. But it's just the point. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't feel comfortable. I've never been that type of girl
yeah,
to
no.
ask a nigga to buy something for me, paid it. Like, if
yeah.
I can't do it myself, it's just not going to get done right now.
Yeah.
It'll get done in 2 weeks when I get paid again.
Hello. I think it's very weird, especially because, again, that kind of goes back to you going on a date and you running up a tab you don't have the money to pay for this shit. So I don't understand, why would you do something
like that? Like, because anything can happen. Hell, what if his car get frozen? Like, you know how I know for me, Bank of America.
If you spend so much money.
Yeah, like, Bank of America, like, yeah. And then you have to go in the app, confirm all these charges and all this shit. Like, what if he don't got it? You just sitting up there, well, I just got to hold my, like, hold my thumbs together and just figure out how we going to pay this. No.
Right. You're crazy as fuck. I mean.
Pass me my purse so I can take the wallet out of the thing for this
is, though, these dumbass bitches. They asking for shit that don't even have no real value. If you gonna ask a nigga to buy you something that's expensive,
let me stop.
I need you. I need stocks. Something. If you gonna buy me a bag, I need to be able to do something with this bag in case I'm down on hard times. Can I sell this bag to get some money? If you gonna give me some jewelry, hell, and I'm really on hard times.
Can I pawn it? That's like, what I'm is saying. It real?
Like, y'all like, asking for shit that
don't matter. It's surface.
Buy me property. Let me get some income some kind of way. You get some
money. I need to invest into my business. Give me some. Do something like that. Hell, you know I got.
Maybe we need mics.
Thank you. It's little shit. Because that's going to let me know that you're rooting for me for real.
And you believe in what I'm doing.
Thank you. That's surface level shit. I can get that myself.
It's either I can get it. Yeah, I am gonna get it myself, but I'm gonna get it on the back end.
Yeah,
like let's handle all the important shit
exactly
up front now, because it's just like, what are you doing?
Exactly,
like,
I feel that.
And there's people out here. I mean, they be fucking for this stuff, which is even more mind blowing to me.
I ain't never
for a bag though, sis.
A bag, a shrimp.
You know, there's people that go on dates that be just because they hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Now, I done definitely, like, entertained some niggas for some food or whatever. I ain't been hungry, like, I couldn't pay for myself. It's just
saying, like, no, like, it's bitches going on dates.
Oh, they like, they ain't got, like, no money. So
I
now they
can't
gotta
feed myself.
Oh, no.
I have to go on this date in order to eat.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
No, you're lying. They're not doing that. Yes, they're not doing that. No, they're not.
They down bad out here.
They're not doing that. I wish the fuck they would.
These bitches going on dates because they can't afford to eat. And it be the ones that's on Instagram that's influencers. Did you see, you do follow that page, your face before IG. Yeah. Did you see that girl trying to return that Dulce and Gabbana?
Bruh, yeah. And it's all over Instagram. You know how many times I done
after
seen that
she
picture?
Wore it. If you, this is what I'm saying, and I always say this because it blows my fucking mind. People are out here trying to put on certain personas and perceptions for people who, A, don't know you, and B, don't give a fuck about you.
And then,
like, that's just wild.
Also, look at our age. I'm going to stretch it from 24 to 27, 28.
That's not about right.
Yeah, so 24 to 28, just depending on what year you were born. Nobody realistically is having it like that. Like, unless you fucking with, you know, a nigga that's moving some shit.
Hey.
Like, you know.
That's my
thing. Yeah.
Hey.
You know.
Hey, you get into the bag. But even them, though, if you notice, the ones that really get into the bag, you're not even going to know they get into the bag.
Thank you.
Like, because they're invested
their
money.
They got on regular shit. Hell, they probably got on just some Dickies, a little I don't know. For me, I love to see a little East Atlanta nigga, like a little Dickie fit. Girl, you just got on work, daddy.
I want to see a sweatsuit. But the thing is, with this sweatsuit, and I say this to my friends all the time, they don't understand what I mean when I say it, like, people who actually have money know money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I've been somewhere and I've been out with a friend. I'm like, oh, damn, that's a nice ass Gucci shirt he got on. Or that's a nice Prada shirt he got on. It looked plain as fuck. But, like, how did you know that it was in it? I'm like, you have to be able. Like, when you know your shit, you know your shit. It's not flashy. It don't have all them tacky ass logos and G's and all that shit. I fucking hate that shit. Like, I hate it.
But then go back to niggas that can't, because you have those niggas that put that shit on. Like, I'm going to be honest, and I know this is a joke, like it's a black Twitter joke.
What?
I really hate Burberry. Like, that's one
part. I hate it.
Like, I hate it so
much. I like some Burberry, but it can't be.
If it ain't like perfume or cologne and
their
all that
perfume
shit,
is great.
No.
But it can't be clothes, like, no. Like, they have nice trench coats.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
things of
that
sort. But, like, their collar shirts.
No, all
the
that,
shirts.
No, no.
But I'm going to say it with Fendi. I fucking hate Fendi. Only because, like, no, they have their shoes I love their shoes. But the print where they got in the F's on, I don't like
that. I feel
that.
Like that only looks good on certain things, though. You can't put that on everything. Okay, it's a, I can agree with that. Like, I think it's a sweater or whatever. Or yeah. It's like a thick knitted shirt that they
have. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And it has the F's. And I like that. Like, yeah. I think it's really nice.
But that's very subtle, too. Yeah. I'm going to say that's either gray or black.
Black.
Yeah, it's very subtle.
I know.
Yeah. It's very, very subtle. So, it's like, it's not like, look at me. Yeah. I'm wearing Fendi type deal. I'm just saying, like,
I don't like that.
Or them Gucci shoes that are fucking glitter. You know what I'm talking about, because it's a guy who has a pair. I ain't even gonna find the name. But they.
I wanna know. Wait, what Gucci?
It's a guy. I hope y'all
it's giving Butch Queen, but we just gonna keep going.
You know what? It's so much like I said about it, but we're gonna keep it going. But I just feel like them glittery ass shoes.
No, right, I know what you're talking about. I don't like those. If I don't,
you a man. Why you got all them fucking glittery ass shoes? Like, I don't like that, but it is giving that.
It's giving Butch Queen.
So I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I don't mind designer. By like subtle design, that's exactly. Number one. But I also feel like if you really can put that shit on, you can go and guess and find some shit.
Yes.
Guess, gonna have it. Fuck, you can go H&M and find some shit. Like when you really able to dress and put that shit on, it don't matter where you go because you gonna put that shit on.
I also think it has something to do with like what's in right now. But if you know good, like if you know good brands or quality brands, like. For Coach to be in style, go out of style, come back. I still have a Coach purse to this day that looks good. Like,
and I've been wearing Coach, and people are like, you still wear Coach? Now y'all bitches want to get back on the bandwagon.
Like, or it's Dooney and Burke. You have a lot of companies that are.
Too.
That like, and you can tell it's good money, it's quality.
And it's nothing, they don't charge nothing crazy.
Thank you. I'm not gonna pay $12,000 for a bag. Like, I might pay a band for this bag. Cool, because it's worth that band. Like,
people don't understand though, like, when you do have designer, this is the problem. And I always see it with black people because white people don't do this shit. White people will have, like, let's say a designer belt, the rest of the outfit from Target.
Yeah.
Black people will feel like I gotta have my designer head to toe. And like they don't know how to piece stuff together. Yeah. They don't know how to like, okay, I got on the Gucci belt. I'm gonna put on this black turtleneck from like H&M or something. Mm-hmm. These jeans gonna come from Fashion Nova. These shoes, I might do a Gucci shoe just to match my belt. But if I can find a cute little platform shoe, I'm putting that
exactly.
Bitch on. So it's just like people don't know how to. Yeah, I just get your outfit. People don't know how to like put it together because they just feel like, oh, I got this design. I gotta put on all
and
this
you
design.
Don't.
I don't like when people mismatch designs though. That shit's tacky to
you.
Me.
Or my thing is, if you know you have the bag and not the shoe, then you can easily do, okay, let me just wear the bag and now do like a Steve Madden shoe or Aldo shoe. Like anytime. You, so that way, that's your
the colors own. Just got a coordinate.
Thank you.
Honestly, truly.
And not trying to be funny, but I don't know if y'all been looking at Steve Madden website lately because, bitch, honey, I got a few.
That boot you got, cute. I love that boot.
Honey, first of all, Steve Madden.
And it was on sale, bitch.
I know. I've been looking. Okay.
But we love a sale.
But Steve Madden shoes look fucking amazing. I really don't. Like, if y'all have not been on their website lately, or actually went inside the store, please go and look. Because you will find some really nice ass shoes.
Yeah,
like, without breaking the bank. Yeah. Like. No, and I will say, it's some shoes that my sister got. I don't have them, but I actually wanted the shoe or whatever, and I still want the shoe.
From Steve?
It's a name brand shoe. It's like an actual, like, nice-ass shoe, but the shoe is so uncomfortable. Like, I've probably seen Nuki wear that
That's
shoe.
That's how it is with Louis Vuitton, the Kates, the So Kates. They're so uncomfortable.
I wonder if they're the same shoe.
Are they a pair of red bottoms?
Well, she got a pair. I don't know how she feels about the red bottoms, but the shoe I'm gonna show you the shoe because I didn't see like
you've
seen this shoe.
Kels got a pair of red bottoms, the Silk Cakes, and she got them for her graduation a couple years ago. And she literally had them on 20 minutes if that. She literally just wanted to wear them across the stage, and that's it. She's like, they hurt my feet so fucking bad.
Well, I heard that about red bottoms that they're not comfortable.
DJ Bae's cousin, she got a pair of Silk Cakes. She was like, I should not have wasted my money on shoes. They hurt so fucking bad. Like, I can't even wear them. I'm like, people spend that much amount of money on some shoes that you wear. They say the same thing with the YSL shoe. The heel that has the YSL. I want that booty so fucking bad. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I'm
getting them bitches. Like, I'm getting
them. But the shoe that she has, I think, I don't know what brand it is. I'm going to show, I know it's on her Instagram, so I'm going to show it to you when we're talking about it. But when I say she's only worn a handful of times, like, though she hurt her feet. But if you go, and you know, it's like the replicas, but you have, it's a pair of Steve Madden shoes that she got. They basically look the same. It's just not the brand. When I tell you, she'll wear those.
Over those?
Yeah, I take a picture in these, and I'm not going to put these on, because I can actually walk around in these. I can't walk
for
in these.
Sure.
Yeah. I can walk from here to my car, and that's it.
That's it. See, and I ain't trying to do that. When I'm out with my friends, I'm trying to have a good time and not worry about if my feet hurt.
Also, but
you know me. I already feel like DJ Bay know this. Anybody I know this. Do not invite me nowhere if you ain't got no section. I don't give a fuck.
And
that's if I got uncomfortable shoes or not. Like, don't invite me.
Exactly.
I don't want
to
go.
Because that means I got to stand up the whole time and try to find a seat. And,
I don't like that.
No.
That's one thing. I don't give a fuck. I'm probably shallow for that.
No, you're not shallow because I'm not doing that shit either. Like, I don't give a fuck. Stand up in some comfortable heels.
I don't give a fuck. I got a flex. Don't invite me if we don't have no set. Hello, if we don't have no section. Princess treatment only.
And I will say this. Another thing for the girls. If you know you can't walk in heels. And because I've seen a few videos on Twitter. And I've seen a few videos on Instagram today.
Did you see the ones where they were leaning?
Yes. If you know you can't walk in heels. It's. Find something that caters to your foot, caters to your body. Yeah. Because I can only speak to this because I've been heavier. I done been a heavy bitch. And I can't wear every shoe that a skinny girl wears. Because
some heels are very thin.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's a lot of weight to uphold. On a heel.
Yeah. They're very
so
thin.
So if you know that you can't wear that, fine. It's plenty of platforms. It's plenty of little stack shoes. Like, it's plenty
platforms
of heels.
Platforms are cute as fuck, too.
That you can put together to where, okay, I still have on a cute bomb-ass heel. And my feet is comfortable. I can actually walk. It's not cute. And I know I can walk in heels. So I'm going to need for my bitches to know how to walk in heels.
Because we ain't going out like that.
And I don't know if y'all mamas ever told y'all this, but when you get new heels,
you gotta break them in.
Walk around the house in your shoes. Like,
you don't want your first time wearing them shoes.
As soon as you take them out the fucking box, it'd be a difference if you ain't had no time. It's an emergency. Cool, I just gotta throw these on, whatever.
But that was for pros.
Yeah. But if you know you don't have
to walk in heels, i.e. us.
Yeah. get up. Go walk. Put on your shoes to go make some breakfast. Go get it out the mail. So you can feel the heel out. I hate seeing girls that can't walk in heels. Y'all outfits be cute. And then you just stumbling.
Me and DJ Baby talk about y'all.
That's not okay.
We be talking about y'all. I just feel like, I agree for sure. Because it's like, your outfit's so cute. It's so cute. And then when you get to walk, first of all, it's a turn off. Because it's like, why would you do that?
Thank you.
Why would you do
that? And I know your feet had to be hurt when you got out the car. When you started walking. So if you really want to wear these heels, put your flats on, walk in there. When you get to the place with the shoes on, take your cute little pictures, going about your day.
Hello. And it's just like, when you wear heels, you have to be confident. You have to feel like...
You gotta walk.
You gotta know I'm that bitch.
Okay.
And let me tell you, when you got on heels, you can't be looking down at the ground, baby. You gotta see it ahead, you already know where you're going.
Exactly.
Because I feel like if you're a bad bitch, you got to be a bad bitch. And that's just what it is. If you can't do it, don't do it. You got to know your limits.
Exactly.
That's what I boil down to. You have to know your limits. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. As long as that goes back to dressing, though. When you know that you can put that shit on, it really don't matter what you put on. I've seen girls who are like, I'm not a heel person. I wear sneakers. Cool. Put that shit on. Mm-hmm. And you still look fine as fuck. All your other friends got on heels. You chilling with the sneakers on. Can't nobody even tell unless they actually pay attention.
You can dress it down. You can do a fire-ass pantsuit. You can do a hard-ass dress.
Some leather pants.
What? You can do plenty of shit with sneakers.
Just do what works best for you. And if them your friends, they already know how you coming anyway.
Exactly.
We already know you ain't wearing heels. Okay, cool, whatever. But, that goes back to confidence, too, because when you have a group of girls who are like, oh, well, what are we wearing tonight? We wearing heels? Because, that's what we do. We wearing heels or what we doing? if you know you cannot walk in heels, or you know that you're not comfortable in heels, do what works for you. It's like, at the end of the day, we all gonna step regardless.
Exactly.
Everyone has their own different style anyway. So it's just like,
and if y'all can't do, like, if you can't do the thin heels, y'all can always do, like, a platform.
Or D-block.
Thank you.
Y'all, that's what I had to do at my baby shower, because I'm like,
I can't.
A bitch is big now. Like, I can't do what I usually do. Cute
shoes that look like that. Like I said, I will stress this. Like, Steve Madden has the cutest little platform heels. Also, Amazon. If y'all want that little link, I sent it to y'all, because those shoes are still in stock. Yes. Okay, so, because
the bitch be checking. Okay.
I don't want to get them booties that you sent me. Damn.
Wait, which one?
They were black booties, and they were platform. They were cute.
Oh, I know. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, I need those. I need those, too. I need them in white and in black.
Gots to get them.
Yeah. I definitely need them in white.
Okay, what we getting next?
Nothing but our restaurant of the week, weed of the week, and I guess, like, any updates.
I don't think I ate anywhere this week. What did I cook, though? Did I cook? I can't think of nothing right now.
You know, you're a whole wife.
Okay, I'm a girlfriend. But anyways. Anywho. So I cooked some salmon and mashed potatoes. And what else we had? Oh, broccoli. And we had some cornbread. That's what it was. And it was delicious. I'm trying to get back in my bag, you know, with cooking. And it's coming. It's coming.
Oh, when you were saying about the grocery store and going grocery
store. Yeah, that's one thing I don't like.
I would say, and it could be that Mika helped me with this, but go ahead and, like, stock up on seasoning, stock up on garlic, stock up on, like, different shit you know
you're going to need.
Rosemary. Like, you
that
know.
That makes
you,
sense.
Yeah, and go ahead. Of course, like, make sure it stays fresh, of course. Yeah. Like, when it's time for you to, when it's, you feel like you don't had it for a minute, you ain't used to throw it
get
away.
Rid of
but
it. Yeah.
I would say do that. So when, on those days that you don't feel like running the Kroger's, you can look, okay, what do I got already in here? I got
some
garlic
shit
in
together.
Here.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to sit this to the side because I'm going to use it. Like,
okay, cool.
I would say try that. That helped me because I
don't like.
And
then
like
when you go to Kroger, you're really just getting, like, the, what you need for that meal, for that dish. That makes a lot of sense. I'm about to try that.
I would say do that because I don't like the grocery shop. I'm an Amazon queen.
We know.
Okay.
We
know. Drop them shits off at the door. Drop it off at
keep
the door.
Keep it pushing. Drop them and go.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
as far as, I don't think I've been eating nothing. Well, I ain't went out to no restaurant. I got
you don't want
to
talk about that place that y'all went to dinner? How was that?
Where I went to dinner. Oh!
To my... Because I had never heard of that place.
Oh, what was the name of that place?
I don't know.
Damn. Okay, so I did. That was nice, matter of
was
fact.
Was it on Cheshire Bridge? Like you
yeah,
said
it was on Cheshire Bridge. It was literally, I passed your house. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right there.
But that, I can't think of the name of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. But it was a really good restaurant. It's an Italian restaurant. I had this, like, shrimp linguine pasta, and it was really good.
That sounds good.
It was good. It was really good. And it was, normally when I get, like, when you go to Italian restaurants, their plating seems to be so much.
Yeah.
Like, you can, two people can eat on one
right,
plate or whatever.
Yeah.
But this, it seemed like their portions was very, like, for one person or
okay.
whatever. So, I liked that. Like, I didn't feel like I had just a bunch of food all over the place. Like, it
okay.
was literally
right. it was
just
a
one
lot
little
of
dish.
Food.
The drinks was good. So, yeah, I would say it was good. As far as that, I'm still smoking my tree.
What are you smoking?
Yeah, what was... Oh, I could tell you what I was smoking. Actually, I got the list from them.
And how does it make you feel?
Yeah.
So, I can't
fine.
Wait.
I'm fine. What his name is?
And you get ready to, so have you started recording for your
So I haven't started. I haven't.
Because you said you was going to drop around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That, like, in a week or two.
Yep. So I haven't started recording, but I did book studio time.
Okay.
With this engineer that my cousin put me on with. So
okay.
Hopefully everything goes well. I did say that I'm not going to...
Where is it?
I did say that I'm not going to, like, put so much expectation on this cover or whatever. And just put it out, see how people take to it. I'm not going to do too much. I really can't find him. Where the fuck is this nigga?
Okay, if you can't find him, that's okay. Just tell me how it make you feel.
Good as fuck. This weed actually, normally I'd be sleepy after I've been done smoke, but this weed don't make me fucking sleepy.
Do it make you feel sluggish?
No. Like, it make me feel, like, it, I mean, I feel like you could tell I'm high. Like, my body
gets. Is it a sativa? Because it sounded like a sativa.
It might be. I thought he
felt indigo. You might have just had your first sativa. It sounded real sativa-ish.
Yeah, it did not make me sleepy at all or, like, drowsy. And yeah. Normally, I don't be feeling like doing nothing after I smoke.
Literally, that's
like, after
the indica smoke, that's, like, on your ass. Yeah.
What we gonna do next? Like,
okay.
So, that was good. I only got a little bit of that. I think I had got a 7 of it or, like, a 3.5. I didn't get that much because I do have to stop. You want to know something? And I don't know if it's because I've been smoking for so long.
What?
Number one, my appetite is piss poor. It's like
when I yeah, that is due to smoking. Poor, yeah.
Like, I could smoke and I'm probably finna eat a little bit. Or I could smoke and I still don't have appetite, but I'm hungry or whatever. Really? Like, I'll eat a little bit and that'll be it. Like, I don't finish my food.
Because some people who can't eat without...
Me.
That's insane. Now that I think about it,
I can't eat without smoking. But I have to, and I can't smoke just one blunt. Like, I have to smoke 2-3 and then really, like,
you're a smoker.
And that's not good because yeah. Now I'm trying to break the habit.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute for your appetite to come back.
And it sucks. It sucks because food is what helps gain, you know, give you some weight.
Yes.
And when you step on the scale in the bathroom and the numbers, it be like 1 pound less every time you step on. That's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem.
What the fuck going on?
Yeah. So I would definitely say the weed did make me feel good, though. I enjoyed that little treat.
Okay.
I need to roll up now.
So what updates? So we
had. The only update we really got is YouTube and the fact that, of course, y'all know Cash will be dropping any second.
Any day now.
Yeah,
any day.
We're supposed to be recording so that way you guys will have an episode while she's recovering and enjoying her baby.
Yes, we cannot wait.
Yeah, so I think that's the only update, the fact that you'll be...
Yeah, I'm thinking that at this point we probably should just do YouTube when I come back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm with it.
That makes sense.
So be on the lookout for that. Yeah, that'll probably be March.
I think that's next month. Only update though. We already told them we hit our numbers. So now y'all will be hearing advertisements whenever we get matched with one.
We get to money.
Exactly. Y'all will hear money cash, team. Boys, honey. So.
We're gonna get to it, baby. And we just. If y'all know somebody who do, like, marketing stuff, we would kind of be interested in that. Yeah.
That was a good thing. Yeah. That too. Good.
And if you want to be a guest on the show, you know, hit our IG up. But you got to be following the page.
Yes. And y'all have to be active listeners. I got a guy in my DM.
And he don't listen?
He's... Okay. So, I asked him, I was like, do you actually listen to the podcast?
Cause let me hear this shit. You are... Yeah.
I can tell if somebody actually listens to our podcast. Because I can tell, okay, like, well, what's the episode that you feel like you can relate most to? So, that way, I'll know, like, what episode you need to be on or whatever. But if you can't tell me that or you just leave me on read, that lets me know you really don't listen to the podcast. So, please be listening to the podcast, actively listening, actively following and engaging if you want to be on the podcast.
And we do be putting stuff on our story, the podcast story. We would love to hear from
exactly,
y'all.
Exactly, that too.
Like, y'all look at it, but y'all don't interact.
Exactly.
It's looking real fan-ish. We don't want y'all to be fans. We trying to,
and I don't appreciate that.
Get a community together.
Exactly. I took a while on them stories. You trifling motherfuckers. So y'all better interact.
I'm taking over this week, bitches.
Exactly.
So y'all better be interacting.
I'm going to say something.
So, I mean, hey, we love to interact with y'all. We love to talk our shit. We're going to do that regardless.
Mm-hmm.
No interaction. Yeah, no interaction. But no, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Sade.
And we shall talk to you guys next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.